Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution is the only way. It's the only way we fix stuff. Right? I mean, when you have more information, you know what's going on, you know what's happening. And that's the way things happen. That's the way things get better. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. Hey, we lost Princess Leia today. I'm not trying to be mean or even funny, actually. You know, the truth of the matter is we did. Kirstie Alley died today. I guess it's after a short bout with cancer. Although I got to tell you, the last couple times I saw her, seen her, whatever the terminology is, last couple of times I, she didn't look very healthy to me. Hey, look, I'm not taking whatever. She was sick. She was sick. That's all there was to it. But she didn't seem well. How's that? Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And, you know, whether you want her to see, you know, I know she was she made some of you nuts. Because she was a Trump person, right? But that shouldn't matter at all. What should matter is that a human being died. She has a family. She has people that loved her, and that's all you should care about. All right. Hey, look, I know this will send some of you in orbit. I don't really care. I would say the same thing about, you know, Biden, Billy Bob Clinton, any one of them. Because it's the right thing to do, people. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you are spending with me. Where was I? What was I going to say? Boy, you know what? You get to that point where you get lost easy, don't you? Kimberly Murray's going to join us after the break. I always love when she's on with me. After her segment tonight, man, we're going to go down the road. The whole, it's getting crazy. You know why? Because it's Christmas. Right? But the Christian community at Christmas is being beat on even more than ever before. And I want to talk about it. I want to show you what it is. I want you to know what's going on. And then you can make a decision on your own if you think it's wrong, or I'm going off the deep end, or whatever. I got some good stuff for you, or some funny stuff, I should say. Right? Elon Musk wants you to know that he's got a lot more Twitter drops. He has got more stuff. You know what? At the point now, I don't know if you heard, but you know, they've got people, you know, pulling advertising for them. So I'm sitting there thinking of myself, frankly and honestly. And I'm going, I wonder if he bought the company just to do this. He's vowing more Twitter revelations to come on Sunday. A little delayed. Might be a little longer than we thought. He outed President Joe Biden's administration for directing political censorship to Twitter. There's more smoking guns to reveal, Musk said. He also noted that the ire he's bringing upon himself for exposing to political bias. I mean, most of the social media is preemptively saying, listen, I have no thoughts of suicide, just so we're clear. Right? If I committed suicide, it's not real, he added, a reference to the theorists that repeat the mantra that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. Musk, after paying $44 billion to buy Twitter, he's been dealing with cancel culture operations from woke advertisers. He did suggest that the exposing of the 2020 presidential election cycle, you know, of Hunter Biden's laptop story, right? They're bringing back, some of those advertisers are actually coming back. You know why that is, right? Because here's some truth. You're dealing with truth here. Musk said that Twitter's commitment to the truth should ultimately force mainstream media to follow up. But they won't. You know they won't. These people will cut off their noses to spite their faces to prove a point. And frankly, honestly, they have no point. I mean, they are so sure that they're right that they're willing to lose a gabillion dollars over it. They don't care. You know, it's advertising money. They'll fire a few people. Look at CNN. How long did they run at a loss? Years and years and years and years and years, didn't they? If we're just going to put information out there and try to get a clean slate, right? We want to be better. It will force other media companies, I hope, to also be more truthful. I mean, he's an idealist, that's for sure. I mean, but think about something, though. He came here for that reason, right? No, come on. He came here for the freedom. He came here to make money. He came here for the American dream. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Kimberly Marin joins you right after the break. Don't go far. Got a lot to talk about.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. You're almost here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 5-5-1-0. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. See, the only way we win is when you get informed. And as I always tell you, you've seen me do it over and over and over again. Right? I mean, I bring in the experts. People have a clue. People are buried in this stuff all day long. Kimberly Moore enjoys me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well, Kimberly. Yeah, really, truly, thanks for being with me. Always, you bring a different perspective to things, that's for sure.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about this before. The New England politics is pretty much more different than it is anywhere else in the country. At least I think it is. I mean, old-time Yankees, right?
It's obnoxious is what it is. Boston City Council wants to give 16 and 17-year-olds the right to vote.
Well, there you go. For what, dog catcher or for actual mayor?
Municipal elections. Yep. Because these kids can't figure out their gender, and that's fluid, but they should be able to vote.
Come on, you're killing me. You know, but you see, that's not just Boston. You see that in San Francisco. You're seeing
it, all left-wing loon states.
Yeah, hardcore left-wing states.
Because yes.
They know they're losing, and they see that they're losing, and it's the only way they can win anything.
I was in Western Mass this past weekend, and in Western Mass, a guy had a sticker on the back of it. I'm not going to say the whole word. It said Biden is a, and it showed the Democrat symbol, which is an ass, and then it said hole.
Okay.
And I see all the time, there's all kinds of, you know, I saw a sign that said Save America. You know, I see all kinds of stuff out. You know, people who, like, live in the real world don't vote Democrat.
No, and it, you know what, though, I just talked to somebody today who I thought, I considered to be a really smart person. And I asked them point blank because we were having a little bit of a spirited conversation about Donald Trump. And I know he doesn't like him at all. And I get it. I get people don't like him. All right, I got it. But here's the deal. Give me somebody else. Right? You all are screaming about what we got or what we don't. Or who else is going to win? And matter of fact, if they win, who's going to do anything for us?
Nobody's ever going to do anything for us. It's just face reality.
Don't go down that road. Somebody will do something for us.
Throw us into the gulag.
No, but really, I love all these people who complain. And some of them you say, so, you know, and now my new line is this. So did you vote? I voted. Did you make sure everybody else in your little circle voted?
Well, no. Right.
They'll vote. Oh, you sure they voted? I mean, seriously, people, you're going to have to spoon feed. You know, I talked to a bunch of Republicans Sunday morning. Now, these were, how do I say this in a nice way? More seasoned people. How's that? And I said, you know, guys, you are the only ones, or you come out and vote in big numbers, but here's the problem. If it rains or it's a little cold, you don't show up. All right? Mail-in ballots here in California are here to stay. Early voting, here to stay. Go vote.
Yep.
You could have voted on Saturday. You could have voted on whenever. Go vote.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah. No. Why not? If there's any chance that you might not make it to vote on actual voting day, go vote early if that's an option, because the left certainly does it, and they don't usually have a reason or an excuse to do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Nothing bothers those people. Remember that.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You know. Don't you find this still amazing after all this time and everything you've seen gone down? That there are people, this guy, I should have finished it, but this guy, his bottom line with it was he did not believe that any shenanigans went on. That simply went, you know, that, yeah, there were machines that didn't work, but that wasn't because of anybody else. That was more, you know, just mechanical failure. I'm going, dude, they had 2 years to fix this.
Right?
It's not new. They had 2 years to fix this. Are you for real?
Wow.
Yeah. See, you did the same thing I did. I'm like, sweet Jesus, do your brain cells at work? What's the deal?
Yeah. Have you not been paying attention? I mean, I get people haven't done, you know, extensive research. I mean, I've done extensive research on actual voter fraud, so I get that. But a lot of people believe there's voter fraud, even when there might not be in elections, every time there's an election, because of so many shenanigans that have gone on in the past.
Well, I kind of get that. I get the times that, you know, it's the, you know, person who cried wolf. And I said this to my buddies years ago. I said, look, if you guys keep screaming that they're going to come down the Navy, the Army, the Marine Force, or whatever, is going to come down the street, take our guns, and it doesn't happen, you're going to blow it for us. Because nobody's going to believe anything that you say anymore. And look around. Look at what's happening.
Right.
It is happening. Right?
Well, I mean, I don't see anybody coming for our guns yet.
No. But my point, though, is that what's happening is because we screamed the sky is falling for so long, which is exactly what we did, This is what you're seeing. This is what you're seeing happening now. You're seeing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, people are not believing. No, no, it's my fault. I always screw those things up. people aren't believing it anymore. And I say, and that's because this is what they've been saying forever, and it's not happened. The stock market didn't crash, you know, the way they said it was going to crash. All this crap that our people say and then doesn't come true, it really makes us look like major league fools, does it not?
Yeah, unless you can show some kind of facts or research to back up what you're saying. And it's not, people are, you know, unless it comes true, people aren't going to, they'll stop believing. You're right.
Yeah, I said, they don't. If you don't stop doing this, people, we will never, they'll never believe you. And I think that's part of what goes on here, and to a degree in California and some other places where, you know, you've got good people running, but I'm telling you, they've got the fear of Republicans, or the fear that people have for Republicans is unnatural, and it's because they've done such a good job in instilling that fear in not just their people but other people as well.
Yeah, because they, you know, obviously they lie, but they also have the media. You know, the media does the same thing. So it's an uphill battle. It's always an uphill battle for Republicans for that reason. Because everything the Democrats say about Republicans is lies, straight up lies.
All of it. And I want to talk to you a little bit when we come back from the break. Another conversation I had with a young Republican woman is that the reason we lost is because we harp too much on abortion. I told her, you are incorrect. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Voters in Georgia will head to the polls Tuesday to decide the runoff election in the state's Senate race. Recent polling shows Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock has a narrow lead over Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Early voting wrapped up in Georgia over the weekend. A Republican senator isn't mincing her words about Democrats' decision to move the first-in-the-nation caucus from Iowa to South Carolina. The DNC said they will make the change due to a lack of diversity in Iowa, as well as South Carolina's role in turning around President Biden's 2020 campaign. And Monday Night Football sees the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are leading the NFC South currently with a 5-6 record, face off against the New Orleans Saints. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried about.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. And Kimberly, truly, thanks for joining me. I really do appreciate your time with me.
Thanks for having me.
I know. So I know this is kind of a weird conversation, but so if we hit like the below zero there yet?
No. Nope.
Oh.
Not yet.
No?
It's chilly. Nope. Not where I live. No.
Yeah.
That's boring. It's December 5th, so yeah, nothing yet. up north it snowed.
Ah.
It definitely snowed up north, but not where I live. I'm looking forward to the first snow as long as it doesn't interfere with something I'm trying to do.
I very much
as long as I don't have to drive in it.
I very much like that kind of stuff there. Seriously.
Yeah, you like it here, not there.
Oh yeah, that's why I said there. I like it there. I like when my mom or whoever sends me pictures go, "Oh, that's pretty pretty." Okay, cool. Hey, by the way, public service announcement, I guess Elon Musk is putting out that should he commit suicide, that he wants us to know he's not suicidal.
Yeah. He's made it pretty far not getting Clintonized through this whole thing.
This is going to sound terrible, but I'm surprised he's still alive. Okay? Seriously. Well, what I see happening and what's to come, some of the things he's talking about still ready to release, I don't see how. There's only one way to stop him. You know?
Well, he's a very smart man. I guarantee he's not the only one that has access to the things he is discovering and finds out. You know what I mean?
You think he's making sure that other people have either already got copies or got their hands on these
things? Of course. Yeah. He bring in some of his closest people that he works with to help sort out the Twitter mess? I think he did.
I think he did too.
What I would do. What I would do. So I think he's good. I think he's a very smart man, and he knows what these people are capable of now.
I don't know if he knew that before. I actually joked If you think about what he's got a couple hundred billion dollars, whatever he's worth, I don't even know today. But I say, you know, really, for all intents and purposes, if he just wanted to jerk around and drive these guys nuts, spending $44 billion, you know, from his cookie jar to just make these guys crazy, I wouldn't put that beyond him, knowing what he's done in the past.
Yeah, that is true. However, I mean, he seems to be taking Twitter seriously. Who knows? Who knows if it really goes anywhere or means anything? I was a little bit underimpressed with some of the stuff I saw coming out on Saturday or Friday, whenever it was, you know, because I was watching and waiting, but I was otherwise busy. So I was waiting for some huge bombshell, but it was still proof that our government interfered with.
Yeah, but okay. I just had this conversation with somebody else over the same thing. You and I are in this every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the biggest bombshell could be something that actually came from Joe Biden's computer, written by Joe Biden, that said, hey, I'm still waiting for my money on that China deal. I mean, that would have been the bombshell in my
mind. Well, I mean, we know that email probably exists, so
right.
That's not really news. No, I think I was just expecting something different, and that may be yet to come, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it did prove that Twitter was heavily involved with the DNC. I mean, there was definitely Twitter interfered in our 2020 election, 100%. We all knew that, but this is just proof that they did.
Well, people with two brain cells knew that. Let's be clear.
Exactly. Well, a lot of people, Joe, I know we're on Twitter, but there's some people who don't know what the hell Twitter is. Okay? Believe me, this is true. There are some people that don't know what it is.
No, you're right. I know you're right. I talk to these people.
Me too.
All right. So I started to tell you, the event I was at on Sunday, there was a young lady there and a few others that are quote-unquote Republicans. I know that you are probably more on the libertarian side of the world. But one of the things that we're talking was two of the girls actually believed that the reason the Republicans keep losing is because of the social issues. They need to stay away from abortion. They need to stay away from same-sex marriage. They need to stay away from the religious issues. And I go, then we're Democrats.
Yep.
You guys understand we're nothing more than Democrats at that point. And that's what makes us different from them. I personally believe that our problem is not the issues. The problem is the messaging. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%. So, you know, the messaging by Republicans during the midterms was, Biden's bad, Biden's this and that. Yeah, we all know that. Tell us how you're going to fix it. What are you going to do differently if we vote for you to make it better? How are you going to make our money be worth what it really is worth? And not have this inflation that's harming all of us. What are you going to do to make energy costs not so much, you know, not so expensive? What are you going to do about the border? What are you going to do about crime? They didn't explain what they were going to do about all these things, and these were all the things that were really bothering people.
Yeah, and not a word about it. I agree with you.
Oh, no, they talked about it. They just talked about how Biden screwed all these things up, but they didn't say how they were going to fix it.
That's my point. It's like, all right, whether you like the guy or not, Abbott is sitting there and he's going, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Now I'm going to do A, B, C, and D. I'm going to call it the National Guard. I'm going to put my own kind of border wall up there, whatever. So he's giving you things that he's going to pull off if he gets back in that seat again. We didn't have any of that. And not only that, our upper echelon of Republicans fighting against us, fighting against we the people, not even just us.
Right.
You know? The way it is.
Why did DeSantis win? Why did Abbott win? Like, that's what the Republican Party needs to do. Why did certain people win, like, in landslides?
Thank you.
You know, and what did they do that was different from what a Republican that should have won or could have won but didn't? What was the difference? And I get Democrats spent a gazillion more dollars, dark money. I get it. That's been going on for years, though.
Yes,
so they need to get their heads out of their behinds. And maybe with new leadership, maybe that'll work. But
you're such an optimist.
I try not to be a pessimist all the time.
So we had a fairly new congressman in my area, Congressman Mike Garcia, and he is truly, he should get a 98% on his conservative rating. And he is staunch on how he feels about protecting life. I mean, all the stuff that you and I pretty much stand for.
Mm-hmm.
And he is in a plus 11% Democrat Biden area. Okay? And he trounced the Democrat.
Wow.
All right? The Democrat running for our state assembly, she, two Hispanic surnames, okay, a Republican, she got beat by the Democrat. Now, they basically cover a good portion of the same area.
Mm-hmm.
The difference was he never broke from his principles. He always stuck to what he believed and what he would vote for and what he would do. She immediately started, you know, bowing down to the Dems, giving, you know, sending out these emails that said, you know, I will protect a woman's health rights. Okay.
Yep.
That kind of stuff. And now you have Republicans that aren't even voting for her. Good, bad, or indifferent. And I keep telling, there's a perfect example of a Republican that stuck to their guns, didn't change, didn't play any games, and one that did, played chameleon. You agree?
You can't, those are what we call flip-floppers. That's what people look at that and see, oh, you said you were this, and then you flipped and changed it. And then in this crowd, you talk to people and say something different. You're not going to get votes. Those people lose votes. As soon as they flop, change to a certain audience, they're done. They're all done. We have that here in New Hampshire, too. No, I'm sorry. You said this for all along. You didn't give an actual good reason why you supposedly changed your mind. No, not. People want to see. People would like to. Not that we always have the opportunity to. They would like to vote for candidates with principles and integrity. Those are far and few between, unfortunately. So it's that's when a person.
Yep.
All right. That's a different topic, but yeah, that's what they want.
We're going to go make some money. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to Joe Messina.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of that solution. We all want you to be part of the solution, right? Be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. Got to get informed. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her kicking the week off with me. So many stories, so many things to get through. And Kimberly, again, thanks for being with me. And then, you know, you're looking at, we were talking about the Twitter drops, too. And somebody just sent me a note and said, you know, you don't realize, even though I said it, maybe they missed it, there are a lot of people that don't. They get their information, you know, by the Twitter headline, right? The Facebook headline, the whatever.
Yeah.
And they don't know this. So to a lot of people who are believing this, didn't know anything about it before, these are bombshells for them.
Oh, my God, that's true.
You know?
I never thought of it that way. I'm everybody I know, pretty much everybody I know, knows something about politics. So I don't really know.
I'm going to say that's probably all you hang around with.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about my family and everything.
God.
My 80-year-old aunt is aware, aware of what's going on Twitter. I don't, not quite sure she knew what Twitter was exactly. How can I get Twitter? She's like, how can I get Twitter? I'm like, oh no, you don't want that. Like, trust me, you don't want Twitter.
Well, there's a lot of people that just don't lock in. They really don't understand or know what's going on.
Oh, if I tried to explain, Twitter to my father-in-law, he would walk away from me. No way. And, well, this is a guy who voted Democrat all his life until the midterms. So maybe now he'd understand it better.
God, I love this. I get the biggest kick out of some of these people that you're talking to. They go, well, when did that happen? You go, that happened like 4 months ago. Where have you been?
Right.
You know, we've never been closer to a nuclear war than we are today. And last I checked, Trump ain't in office.
Yep, exactly. And how many billions are we sending Ukraine continuously over and over? You wouldn't think with all the money and military weapon we were sending them that they would have won by now. Oh, I'm sorry. They diverted the funds and sent them back to the Democrat Party. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've got that. What is it now? There was an inside story that said the White House was scrambling to put an accounting together for $20 billion they can't account for. Well, it's really simple. Just go look at the DNC deposits. You'll find it.
Right? Yeah, exactly. No, it's the Pentagon again, wasn't it? They still, once again, happens under probably every president, can't account for billions of dollars. It's probably up to trillions at this point. Our government is out of control. Hugely out of control. And it needs to be stopped. People need to, it's not a joke. It's not,
no.
I can't even. It's hard to explain to people who aren't, you're right, like you say, Joe, in it every day, watching it, paying attention. If you told a person who only ever watched PMSNBC or mainstream media even, if you told them all the stories that have come out over the past just 6 months, they'd look at you like you had 10 heads. Am I right?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
Because they're not hearing any of it. Like I was telling you on the break, I just ran into another person who doesn't believe me about that the border is so bad. Yes, dear, the border is that bad. And here's the numbers from our own Border Patrol. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. Here are the numbers from the Border Patrol. These are only who they caught. These are not the other people that just walked over, you know, while their attention was diverted. They don't believe it because they don't, number one, they don't want to. Number two, they're not hearing the truth from their local newspaper, from the mainstream media, or from left-wing cable news.
I will tell you that most of the people, the Democrats that I talk to that really have not heard about some of the things that you and I have heard about, they truly only listen to like a CNN or an NBC. MSNBC, that kind of thing. That's it. That's all they listen.
They are truly the most uninformed people in this country. Seriously.
Yep.
And I'm not saying this to be smart-alecky or rude. They are truly, it's criminal what these left-wing, quote-unquote, news organizations are doing to Americans. Because they are not telling these people the truth. They're not giving people the opportunity to hear both sides. They're not giving people the opportunity to understand what's happening. Just straight up news. Don't even talk about the political bias or stances. Just tell them news. Just straight up give them news. And they don't do that. None of them do it. It's ridiculous.
Yep. No. I find this stuff just really, really interesting when you talk like what's going on in China right now. Not a clue. No idea what's going on in China. No idea what's going on in Iran. And you're thinking to yourself, is your world that small that you don't understand what's going on in China where people are being baked alive in their apartment buildings because China, you know, there's people who aren't our enemy, right? Remember Joe Biden? They're not our enemy. They're not really even our competition.
Right.
They're welding doors closed to apartment buildings. You know, did you hear what happened to those isolation units they had built along a bunch of freeways? I think it was up to 100 and some odd thousand of them last week, and all of a sudden a fire broke out on a bunch of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that the one where people died?
No, no. There was an apartment building that where they welded the doors closed and people died in that one, the high rise.
Okay. Oh, right? This is another one I did not hear.
Oh, they are building these isolation units, like you know, concentration camp, right?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. They shut down a whole freeway or one side of a freeway, built them along that freeway. And I made a comment last week, and somebody got really mad at me, but I still stand by my comment, which is, we've seen this before. We've seen people lining up to get on trains and buses to be brought to a safer place, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing it again. History repeats itself. Why? Because people are calling Trump Hitler, calling Republicans Nazis when they have no real idea of the horrific thing that were done to people, and look who's doing it to the people.
Exactly. It's right. The commies. The commies, people don't understand that commies have killed hundreds, 100 million people have died because of communism around over history and throughout the world. Those are the people that are running China. Those are the people that would like to take over our country.
Yep.
And this is history. You're supposed to learn from history. You know that stupid saying, those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Yeah, they're repeating it now.
Yep. And very few people, if you know, when you see the pictures, it's the first, other than they're in color, it's the first thing that hit me in the head was, look at these people. They are lining up truly believing they're being brought somewhere to be made safe. And it is history repeating itself without the old... fashion steam train.
Well, I think that a lot of those people definitely know that they're not being brought anywhere to be safe, but they don't know what to do about it. The people, you know what happens in those places when you fight back? You can be killed. Your family will be killed.
You're right. But I'll tell you, I had the general on last week, General Paul Valley, and he says, look at the president of China's got a problem right now. Now, they may have 2 million in their military, but they've got 1.5 billion people roaming the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And people are smarter now. And if they really start to come together, they will overthrow that government in a relatively short period of time.
Joe, this is what I was thinking the other day when I saw all these police who aren't armed. They are not armed, as far as I know. All these people, these police trying to stop these people and doing stuff to people who are protesting. And some of the people were fighting back. They were smashing down fences. They were fighting back against what was going on. I'm like, there's more of you than there are of them.
That's right.
Same in this country.
Yep.
You know, and just people think they just have to do what the government tells them.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what I see happening. You've seen it happen in Iran. Iran is actually considering banning the burqa, you know, dropping the burqa. And they're seeing the people rise up. They're seeing, look at the global, I hate to use this term, but it is a global world. Now people are seeing things on the internet that they didn't even know existed. They were told didn't exist.
Yep.
And, you know, you're watching what's happening. It's just amazing to me. And by the way, for those of you people, I know I'm going a little sideways here because... what was it, Apple, or I think it was Apple dropped the, or stopped the phone-to-phone able to find somebody?
Yep,
right?
Apple.
I don't know what it's called, but anyway. So I was out of range the other day. I was in an area where there was no cell service at all. And my phone popped up and said, we've made a satellite connection if you have an emergency. I was like, whoa, wait a minute, what? They still know where I'm at? Right?
Yep.
They know where you're at all the time, people. So don't think...
Exactly, they're satellites. Remember when Elon Musk sent satellites over Ukraine, Starlink?
Yep.
He sent some of. I did a whole paper on this kind of technology, and it's just you have to be able to align and connect to the satellite, and you're good.
Yep.
So
all right,
don't
tell
people
where to find you.
Granicrock.com and conservativeIND on Twitter.
Granicrock.com. That's reference to New Hampshire people. For those of you who are a tad ignorant, Joe Mancini, your host. You're stuck with me the next hour. We'll be back in a few minutes.